So do your kids ever lose their winter apparel and then you can't find it right before they're actually supposed to go out into winter weather?
All sure. the time.
There's always just one mitten or right. the hat is gone and you wonder, what did you do with it other than wear it outside and come in and take
they
it off?
They go to school with it and it never returns.
There's a great black hole that just kind of sucks
absolutely.
Them up.
Well, absolutely. Administrators at a New York middle school are not only asking, they are begging students to leave their winter hats made by Italian apparel company Moncler at home because the very, we'll tell you more about that, very pricey caps keep getting lost.
Oh,
administrators at Great Neck North Middle School on Long Island wrote a letter to parents asking them to, quote, try and redirect your middle schooler from wearing these hats to school. Why? Well, it's a knit hat. It has a little fur pom-pom.
Okay.
Sounds cute.
Yeah.
Moncler's
like a hat.
Knit hats with fur pom-poms cost $350
Whoa.
Each.
That is just unbelievable.
Seriously.
And yet apparently that doesn't keep the middle schoolers at this school from losing them like they would any other item of winter apparel.
Oh, my.
Administrators said time spent looking for lost Moncler hats has been, quote, disruptive to the students' focus and time.
I'm sure it is.
Not to mention disruptive to the parents when they come home and say they lost their $350 knit cap.
I wrestled a bit to pay, I think it was $7 for a hat,
right.
but it sold itself as being really warm. I compared it to other hats and said, go for it.
Yeah.
But $350?
No.
Who's got that money for a hat?
That's your hat, boots, snow pants,
usually
coat,
we just
mittens,
buy like the little stretch.
Several children.
Lunch.
We'd buy the little stretchy gloves in the spring when they go right. on sale for like half off or clearance.
Absolutely.
Then you stock up for the next year.
Wow.
$300.
Different income bracket.
Can't be right. Different lifestyles. Yay. I have to say, sometimes I swear my children, my husband, just can't even hear me. Like, I
oh, yeah.
speak and...
You sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, just... wah, 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 wah. Yeah, that's... I seriously think sometimes I'm just like, you know, the white noise in the background of their
My
lives.
Wife and I have this deal where I'm like, are you listening to me? And she can somehow spout out what I was saying, but I mean...
Absolutely.
That's different than was she listening, right?
You can listen sometimes without
Well, this
hearing.
Is the thing. Yeah. Sometimes you're talking with your spouse and it's like, weren't you listening to me?
Right.
And I'm like, yes, yes, yeah. dear, I was. And she says, well, what I just say? And I was like... What, you weren't paying attention either?
Yeah.
So,
nice.
Right now.
Anyway.
She can usually, yeah, if I said like something, she'd be like, yeah, you said you work with Caleb and Hillary in the morning. I'm like, yeah, but you weren't listening.
You weren't listening. Yeah.
You weren't
yeah.
listening.
You're hearing without listening. Well, a woman in China has a rare hearing disorder and can no longer hear men's voices.
No. Oh.
I know. And at first,
she can hear women's voices, but not men.
Yes. The woman
Never
was initially suffering from ringing in the ears. She woke up the next morning. She could not hear her boyfriend speaking. Her doctors diagnosed the woman with reverse slope hearing loss. She can no longer hear low frequencies.
I wonder sometimes if my toddler suffers from this.
I know, that's
Especially
what I was
when
saying.
It's bedtime.
Right? So, yeah, she can no longer hear low frequencies, which include the average male voice. Her doctor believes the condition was brought on by stress.
Mm.
Huh.
And is only temporary.
So was he nagging?
I know. I just...
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, can't hear you. La, 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 la. Yeah. So there's that. You know, and I know, like, it's interesting because a lot of people lose the upper frequency. I don't know if you guys know this, but when people lose their hearing, a lot of times they lose the upper frequency, so you lose women's voices. But this is really unusual. And that's if you ever have someone with hearing loss, talk in a lower tone, and typically uh-huh. they can hear you.
Hmm.
Not this woman. She just can't hear men.
So they say it might be temporary, but would she rather it be permanent?
I guess that's... I'm thinking,
I just can't hear you.
You're right.
Yeah.
So
be good. Convenient if she could say, it's kind of going in and out, but right now.
Right now I can hear you, but I couldn't earlier.
Mm-hmm. So we've got different ages, sort of, you know, and we've got a big enough gap here, the three of us. I'm 54. Hillary, you are?
40.
Yeah. And Caleb's the youngster at 31. And so... Did you guys ever have albums? Like, I had a bunch of albums as a high school kid. Kansas, I can, you know,
right.
Bruce Springsteen.
We had them in the house. My parents had them
okay.
for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so my sister was quite a bit older than me, and her bestie, Amy Bergman,
yeah.
had so many albums. So many. And Carrie, my bestie, uh-huh. Amy's sister, and I would steal them and play them and, of course, scratch them because we were young. And it, yeah, oh, there was so much turmoil over the albums.
So progress kind of left albums behind, but I'll tell you what, Last year, album sales up 15%.
That's crazy.
It's becoming cool to own vinyl again.
That's the 13th year of consecutive growth for albums.
Wow. 13th year of consecutive growth?
Top-selling vinyl album artist last year, The Beatles. 321,000 copies sold.
Right on.
So. Wow. You know, it's interesting, though, because my 11-year-old was over at a friend's house, and her friend had a record player and, like, modern music. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So are rotary phones coming back as well?
Well, did you see the video online of the kids trying to figure out how to do that and then they just couldn't?
I kind of think I would like that, like the whole tethered to the wall corded phone thing to come back. Mm. I mean, really and truly.
Because then you can go back to the whole, there's somebody at the door, I'm going to have to let you go.
Well, you know, just as the mom, I mean, when your kids are tethered to the phone and they're in the kitchen talking to their friends and you're making dinner, I mean, there's just a kind of little connectivity that happens there. And
sure.
Just instead of, but I also remember stretching that cord longer than humanly possible and, you know, closing it into.
I mean, and then it was like cordless phones. Wow.
Right.
It's amazing.
And now the way you watch something on television, watching my kids, they've got their phone and they're texting or doing something else. Nobody just watches anything.
No.
They've got something going on. Right.
Right. Absolutely. Interesting. Vinyl.
Bring it back the albums.
Up and coming.
Mom, I know we have a whole bunch downstairs here at the station.
Yeah. Mom, what'd you do with all those albums?
Right. Hey, speaking of the ones downstairs at the station, we have a Kathy Lee Gifford album from the 70s down there.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's amazing.
My favorite's When the Storm Passes By.
Nice.
She was part of like a duet.
She was,
I don't trying to remember what it was called.
I can't
remember. With her sister, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Who knew?
Well, there's a new job opportunity, and I know in the summer a lot of times we talk about, oh, here's the next great internship. Like, you get to go coast to coast and take pictures, and they'll pay you for it. Well, GE Appliances has a great job opportunity. It's just for 1 year. It's limited term. They're looking to hire the next great American grandma.
So not for youth, but the other end of the age spectrum.
Like,
yes.
Cookies,
the company is looking for a, quote, professional grandma for a one-year $50,000 job.
Oh.
You know how sometimes they have, you know, maybe some folks who might be in that grandma age group might be the ones that are giving out samples at the grocery store or Sam's Club. Well, GE is looking for someone to demo things. They want to demonstrate how simple their new technology is. So they're looking for a great American grandma. They'll pay her $50,000 to show people just how simple new kitchen technology is. The only application needed is a short video telling GE Appliances why your grandma should be chosen. So you actually, it's not grandma applying, it's grandchildren saying, you got to have my grandma. She's the best grandma.
Caleb, you've met my grandma Ginger.
I have met your grandma.
Can you imagine my grandma Ginger doing this?
It might not be exactly what they were expecting, but it would be phenomenal
it would
go viral.
It would so go viral.
So now I have not met Grandma Ginger.
Oh, Grandma Ginger.
Yeah.
She's just a force to be reckoned with.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's just an amazing, amazing woman. Okay, so for instance, she has four brain aneurysms. Okay. Yeah. And her doctor told her, you know, yes, you have this. It's inoperable. You know, you shouldn't travel. Definitely don't fly. And she looked at him and said, well, I'm not going to sit around and wait to die. And she proceeded to fly everywhere, including Alaska.
Wow.
And yeah.
Listen to this. The job posting from GE asked for a, quote, big-hearted, age-defying, lives life to the fullest and brings out the best in everyone kind of grandma who, quote, believes in tradition but is anything but traditional.
Maybe that's and Ginger.
That's my grandma, Ginger.
The Great American Grandma. Again, you can apply your grandma at greatamericangrandma.com.
That's great.
We'll work for 10 to 15 hours a month.
Oh.
From March 15th of this year to March 15th
for
of next year.
Grand?
50 grand.
It's
Christmas presents are going to be great this year. I know.
It's not the 18.2 million of the new Brewers catcher Yasmani Grandal, but still,
10 to
it's good work if you can get it.
Week.
She will also receive five brand new GE Appliances kitchen products to use.
Okay, are there
in
even
demo.
Okay, so what is she getting? A stove, refrigerator, microwave, dishwasher.
You can plug it in.
I'm stuck in the last one.
Like, wow. Five appliances.
Pretty cool.
I got to just say, January 14th, this is my grandmother's birth anniversary.
Oh.
I grew up believing my grandma, Evelyn, I believe I had the best grandma in the whole world. And that
right.
is just so cool. I wish that for everybody.
I know.
That your experience with your grandparents are like, wow, I have the best grandma,
right.
best grandpa. So.
That's so much how I feel. That's so absolutely how I feel. Love my Grammys and my grandpas. I miss them dearly.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.